From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Eric Greitens is technically a prospective candidate for governor of Missouri, but his campaign stickers announcing Greitens for governor and his three-month tour of the state show he's serious. KBIA's Abigail Keel was at his tour stop in Columbia and brings us this story.
Despite having no experience holding political office, Eric Greitens launched an exploratory committee in February and has raised a little over $1 million so far, according to the Missouri Ethics Commission. Greitens is an author and a former U.S. Navy SEAL and Rhodes Scholar. He also founded The Mission Continues, a nonprofit organization that helps returning veterans integrate into the community. He says the culture in Jefferson City needs to change, and Missourians are looking for someone who isn't a career politician.
They're not looking for people who are used to the same status quo, the same permanent political class, who are supported by the same corrupt consultants. They're looking for somebody who's going to come in and really get results.
Greitens says his military and private sector background have prepared him for the job. He is running against well-known names in Missouri politics, like Republicans Catherine Hanaway and Peter Kinder, and Democrat Chris Koster. What he calls his listen and lead tour began this week. He says the goal is to hear regular citizens' ideas and solutions to Missouri's problems. For KBIA News, I'm Abigail Keel.
Missouri authorities who've been searching for a week in a heavily wooded area for a 13-year-old boy with autism say the teen doesn't want to be found. Phelps County Sheriff Department Sergeant George Arnold says Jonathan Shea left his grandmother's home June 9th with an 11-year-old relative. The younger boy was found the next day walking along a creek, but Shea remained missing today. Crews have been searching in dangerous summer heat using divers, search dogs, and infrared devices. Arnold says the boy has, quote, made it clear he does not want to return, quote. He says the boy had run away before, but was always located within 12 hours. Missouri is suing the U.S. Agriculture Secretary for not extending the deadline for some farmers to file reports needed for crop insurance. Attorney General Chris Koster filed the lawsuit Wednesday against Secretary Tom Vilsack in federal court, asking for a deadline extension. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says by law it can't give farmers more time, but will help them maintain coverage. At issue is insurance used if weather or other conditions hurt crops. Farmers must file reports with the federal department to apply for the insurance. But Koster says heavy rains and flooding delayed planting by farmers in northwest Missouri. That caused some to miss the July 15th filing deadline. Koster sued after Governor Jay Nixon received a letter Wednesday from the agency denying state farmers an extension. The Planned Parenthood Center in Columbia has announced it will resume medically induced abortions at its local clinic. KBIA's Abigail Keel spoke with the regional CEO of Planned Parenthood.
The Columbia Clinic stopped offering abortion services 3 years ago. Laura McQuaid, CEO of the regional branch of Planned Parenthood, says a new physician will start offering medically induced abortions in August. McQuaid said these services are particularly important now that Missouri requires a 72-hour waiting period for women between their initial doctor's visit and their abortion procedure.
Women have to make two trips to the provider, and having something much closer to home, I think will make an important difference in their access to this critical service.
Another important change for Planned Parenthood regionally was also announced. Coventry Healthcare and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Missouri are now on the list of accepted insurance providers. Coventry Healthcare provides insurance for students and staff of the University of Missouri, among others. For KBIA News, I'm Abigail Keel.
I'm Sarah Shariari, KBIA News, Columbia.